Much warmer temperatures will be working their way through the Midwest over these next several days, and the temperature averages will likely be well above average. That will likely bring on some rising soil temperatures and quicker evaporation rates across a part of the region, but this time of the year is still hard to get the region to dry down as quickly as it does in summer. But nevertheless, we will see a net loss in moisture across parts of the region over these next several days. The temperatures are expected to rise up into the range of 60s and 70s in southern parts of the region at some point down the road, probably later this weekend into the first half of next week. And the warm weather will likely have a very little impact on the winter crops, which are still going to be dormant or semi-dormant, even though we do have the warmer temperatures impacting the region. As long as we get some colder weather to occur soon, I don't think there'll be any negative impact on the majority of the winter crops. The temperatures out there today will likely be held to the 40s and 50s across the majority of the Midwest, with some teens and 20s likely in the far northwest. As we go into the day tomorrow, most of that coldest air in the far north will start to abate, but everybody else will see a status quo with temperatures still in the 50s, or still in the 40s and 50s, and perhaps a few lower 60s in the extreme south. And the far northern areas tomorrow will probably see temperatures mostly in the 30s. As we move on into the weekend, the odds are relatively good that we'll see everybody warm up, and that's when we'll start seeing those 60 and 70 degree readings across the south, and the northern areas will see 40s and 50s. All this is quite a bit warmer than normal, and the heat will likely stay with us through the first half of next week, and then we'll see a significant wave or two of cooler air moving into the region. The first one is not going to be very successful in bringing cold air very far south. It'll be mostly a northern Midwest event that will bring temperatures back to the 20s and 30s for highs and lows in the teens, maybe a few single-digit readings in the far northwest. That occurs Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. But I don't expect that frontal boundary to work its way very far to the south. But nevertheless, we'll see temperatures cooling back down to the 40s and 50s for a quick day or two across the Midwest. And then we'll look for a little bit of a warm-up to occur after that. And then we'll have the big Arctic air mass possibly coming across the region as we move into the second weekend of the two-week outlook. Precipitation across the Midwest is certainly not poised to be very impressive anytime soon. We do have a series of three frontal boundaries that will be moving across the region over the next week to 10 days, and each one will attempt to produce some precipitation, but virtually nothing in the way of significant moisture will occur west of the Mississippi River Valley, and areas to the east will only see limited amounts of moisture. The majority of this precipitation will come, like I said, in three waves. The first one will occur here as we move into the weekend. The frontal boundary at that point in time is going to be relatively weak. It will be trying to break down all the heat across the region, and the heat will prove to be too overwhelming for the frontal boundary. So a few hundredths of an inch to maybe a couple tenths of an inch of moisture might occur with this event. As we go on into the early part of next week, a little better surge of cool air will come along, so we do expect to see perhaps a little better chance for some precipitation in the heart of the eastern Midwest. Anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to a quarter of an inch will likely occur, with some locally greater amounts possible. But again, this frontal system comes so fast across the region and has so much dry air behind it that there will only be a limited amount of time for precipitation to occur, and it will all be light. And then the big Arctic surge of cold air and the frontal system associated with it will begin to debut across the Midwest as we get into the 7th, actually late on the 6th, 7th, and the 8th. And that's when that coolest air will arrive and the best chance for precipitation across many areas in the Midwest. The U.S. hard red wheat country will stay dry at least for the next full week to 10 days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.